The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back. There's no other gospel who honors the Blessed Virgin Mary more than the Gospel of Luke. In fact, according to a pious tradition, Luke personally knew the Blessed Virgin Mary because only Luke includes such stories as the Annunciation, or the Visitation, or the story of Christmas. And who else could have told Luke those stories? The only person who was eyewitness to it was the Blessed Mother herself. So they say that, you know, Luke personally knew the Blessed Mother, and it's no surprise that his gospel is the one that honors her the most. It's Luke who says that the Blessed Virgin Mary is blessed among all women. And it's Luke who tells us the Blessed Virgin Mary is full of grace. And it's Luke who tells us this story of this little woman here in this very brief gospel who agrees with all of that wholeheartedly. "Blessed is the womb that carried you," she said. "Blessed are the breasts at which you nursed." And then Jesus says something that deserves reflection here. He says, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and observe it." Let's try to understand that. First of all, the word blessed. It's a fascinating word. The Greek word is makarios, and it refers to a state of well-being. Imagine this, a state of happiness, peace, deep inner joy, well-being so deep and so stable that no external event in the world can disturb it. Not illness, not misfortune, not somebody insulting you or accusing you or anything else. And it doesn't mean that you don't suffer, and it doesn't mean that there aren't tears, it doesn't mean there's not pain, but there's something so deep and so stable that you're standing on that no external event in this world can upset. That's blessedness. That's what the word means. Now, the interesting thing about blessedness is dependent largely upon what you choose. Morally speaking, you are what you choose. Your free choices are self-constituting. A lot of people, you'd be amazed how many people come to confession and they confess their feelings and they confess their emotions. And again, the priest has to tell them, those aren't sins. Those are not things you need to mention in confession. Only focus on what you've chosen, because morally speaking, you are what you choose. Whatever you choose with your free will changes your soul just a little bit. If I tell a lie, for example, that changes me inside. My soul is a little bit different because I've made that bad choice. And if I keep telling lies, I actually become something different. I become a liar. I become dishonest at the level of my being. Free choices are self-constituting. If, by contrast, I tell the truth, whether pleasant or unpleasant, if I heroically, boldly, and resolutely always speak the truth, that changes me deep down inside. Every single time I do that, I become more truthful. And if I continue to tell the truth, I actually become a truthful person at the level of my being. Now, when your free choices are sins, you actually deform yourself. The soul God gave you, your very identity, becomes deformed until you, if you keep up with it, you'll become a creature of your own making. Frightening thought. But if it's God's will that you choose, you cooperate with His grace. And by His grace, He actually lifts you up above your mere human nature. You actually become made in God's likeness. Christ, who humbled Himself to share in our humanity, elevates us up to His divinity.
This is what Jesus means when he says, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and do it." Or as St. Augustine once said, the Blessed Virgin Mary is more blessed for being the disciple of Christ than she is for being the mother of Christ. More blessed is she, more blessed are you. And if there's one thing to understand about the Blessed Virgin Mary, if there's one thing to understand about her, it's this. She always and everywhere wanted and chose nothing other than God's will, period. Now look at you. You're in church on a Saturday morning. You don't have to be here. Nobody forced you to be here. No sense of obligation. Why are you here? You're here because you want to know God better. You want to become a closer friend of God. You want a closer walk. You want something of that mysterious and elusive reality that we call sanctity or holiness. Please understand, the foundational understanding of holiness is simply to always choose whatever God's will is. Most of us have a little idea in our minds of a little path to sanctity that's entirely of our own making. We will imagine ourselves, maybe, say, glorious martyrs for the faith in some terrible, distant persecution that's far removed from our daily experience. But in our actual daily choosing, we're something far removed from God's actual will. We get bent out of shape if the grocery store is out of our favorite drink mix, or if we have to wait at a red light and it tests our patience, or if we have a noisy and inconsiderate neighbor, bends us completely out of shape. The number one rule in the spiritual life is simply to choose what God's will. The number one question is, whose will do you want? The most important line of the Our Father is, "Thy will be done." And if there's one thing to understand about the Blessed Mother, she wanted nothing other than God's will. Now, sometimes that will was joyful, like the Annunciation, like the Visitation. Sometimes that will was sorrowful, like the prophecy of Simeon, or as she watched her son scourged and crucified. But always and everywhere, if there's one thing to know about her, and we need to know this if we're going to try to be devoted to her, she wanted God's will because he wanted it, in the way that he wanted it, for as long as he wanted it, simply because he wanted it. Now, you and I, we've never really risen to the level of sanctity. We've never really risen above a kind of refined mediocrity. And the simple reason for that is that we have not yet willed it. And you want to know why we have not yet willed it? We haven't yet willed it because we have not yet deeply believed that God's will is just that good. Let's now this morning, as we continue with the Mass, pray that we might believe as the Blessed Mother believed, so we might act as she acted. Be it done unto me according to your word. And we'll ask for her prayers to help us today. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.